Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about jazz educators, picking out a few people to talk about. My name's Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So, I mean, I guess jazz education really only really started, I would think, in sort of 1950s and 60s in a way. I mean, there was a kind of informal education process before then, but it became more formalised, I think, around that time. But I'm going to hand over to you, Simon, because you've got some people you specifically want to talk about.
Yeah, I think what we're talking about with jazz educators are people who decided that things ought to be learnt in a more formal way. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Dexter Gordon in his life often talked about, you know, he was in the Billy Eckstein big band, and it's like he didn't really read music, and he sat next to someone who kind of talked him through the charts and helped him get through. And then, of course, eventually he was able to read, and you know, and I think a lot of the learning on the bandstand kind of style of I think the big bands were a big college.
Yeah, and I think there was also individuals like you read over and over again. Dizzy Gillespie is a name that pops up as somebody that I think because he had maybe slightly more harmonic knowledge. But so a lot of people would learn from Dizzy Gillespie. He would teach them things specifically, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the Jazz Messengers was another band where people learnt their trade.
Yeah.
And it was a way of putting it into practice as well and having a... It's almost like being a professional sportsman or something. If you can get into a team where they pay you, you can engage entirely in your life to being... But without having to have another job or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of learning a craft. It's learning your craft, really, I guess.
So there are people who wrote some notable books. The first one I came across was John Meagan's books. And I have to be honest, when I have them all, I didn't find them very good, very helpful personally.
No.
They were quite dry and
he uses this. He has this idea about using this
the Roman numeral system,
which he kind of is very quite didactic about, really. And unfortunately for him, it never really took on this. So it makes him quite difficult to use practically, I find.
No, I mean, I think some music schools adopted it, didn't they, as well? But again, it's not particularly. I mean, it's incredibly useful if you can do it.
Yes.
Because you can play in any key without...
Yeah, I can understand the logic behind it, but it just hasn't really...
It never worked. Although you can turn the iReal book, you can switch it to that mode.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Which is interesting. Bill Dobbins was another person who wrote several good books on how to play piano and how to arrange for small jazz ensembles and things. But probably the people who we owe a lot to are, there's a kind of trio of people in the early. Jerry Coker, who wrote Ready, Aim, Improvise. Jamie Abersold, who we've talked about as an entire episode before. And David Baker, who wrote the How to Play Bebop books. And he was, again, all of these people were practicing musicians to a certain extent. And the idea of kind of breaking it down into what you need to know and how you need to apply it, those are the guys who sort of put that down onto paper. And had a big influence. I mean, I think David Baker's linked, isn't he, to the Abersold system to a certain extent. He's on several of them. And I think there are a couple of albums actually called him. And then, for me, the most useful person is Mark Levine. Hal Crook, Aim, Improvise. I apologise. Jerry Coker also wrote some very good books on improvisation. And then we get the kind of academic academic versions of things, you know, like Berklee, Leeds College of Music, Guildhall.
Institutions.
The Royal Academy of Music. And and of course, we have to mention Barry Harris, who ran courses around the
never
world.
Really developed a system as such, but I think some of his students have kind of put what he taught. He was more an old school teacher in a way, wasn't he, I guess?
And you can hear it in his playing. And in fact, you can hear some of the things he talks about in Sonny Clark's playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come to the end. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.